So when we get on sales calls, a lot of the explaining has already been done and it's just kind of down to business. So here's how the takeaway sell works and how it'll change your life.
When I first met J.R. Rivas, he was a poor black man selling his body for cash on the streets of Allentown. This was 4 years ago, and little did I know that he managed to pull himself up from the straps of his assless chaps to go on to become a successful digital marketing entrepreneur. Next thing you know, he's cruising around in his red Corvette, right past me in the same corner that we both worked way back when. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Instant Leverage Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So in this episode of the Instant Leverage Podcast, I'm going to talk to you about one of the methods that I learned from my sales coach that completely changed the game for us when it comes to sales. And it's called takeaway selling. So some of you might have heard this, or maybe not. Maybe you're brand new to the concept, but very few people understand this properly, especially in the world of, in any sales, but especially in the agency world. So classic sales has, if you watch any kind of sales movies, it's about being slick with your tongue and knowing exactly what to say at the right time and overcoming the objection and all this stuff. And that's just never really been my style. My style is a little bit more finessed. And I guess it's just because of the type of leads, because a lot of my marketing does the heavy lifting for us. So when we get on sales calls, a lot of the explaining has already been done and it's just kind of down to business. So here's how the takeaway sell works and how it'll change your life. Anytime that a prospect objects to what you're doing, to what you're saying, or let's say they hit you with like, hey, this sounds good, but let me think, but I think I need to think about it. I would use the takeaway sell. So I'd say something like, hey, totally understand you need to think about it, but is this something you actually want to do? Because if not, that's fine too. And I just kind of say, hey, you know, we're not hurting for clients. We're not desperate. If this isn't something you actually want to do, no need to lie. You know, you can just tell me. And then usually what this does is they'll tell you the real objection. They'll say, oh, this is something I actually want to do. It's just, you know, the finances are tight. And to be honest with you, my wife would kill me if I bought this without talking to her. And then now you're like, okay, cool. Now you got past the smoke screen. So another way is for more analytical peeps, learned this one from Mike Mark, is something like, who's actually on this podcast, is something along the lines of, if somebody says to you, hey, this all sounds really good, but I think I need to think about it. I'd say something like, cool, well, no worries. I definitely wouldn't want to make you make a rash decision right now, because you're kind of speaking to the, to who they are. If they're an analytical person, their impulse control, as Mike books it, puts it, is really high. So they're not going to make an emotional decision. So I'd say something like, hey, cool, well, just give me an idea of where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, 1 being the lowest, 10 being I'm ready to go right now. And they'd say something like, oh, okay, well, I'm at like an 8. And then I'd say something like, well, you know, usually we only like to work with people who are super certain about us because we find that they get the best results. So if you're not super certain, if you're not at a 10, then I think we should just hold off altogether for now. And then that's a classic takeaway. You've now taken away the product, right? And then they'll say something like, oh, no, you know, I think you're right. Or if you ask them like, hey, at that point, whatever they say, you can say, okay, well, cool. Well, what would it take? What's stopping you from being at a 10? And then you can address the actual objection. In this case, maybe with some facts or logic or appeal to logic fallacies or whatever. So, a few other ways I use the takeaway is in the discovery. So let's say I'm talking to someone. I don't know what you guys sell, but let's say that you are talking to let's say you sell pest control marketing services, and you get someone on the phone and you're like, hey, you know, how many trucks do you have and how many, employees do you have and how many jobs do you do? And they're like, oh, we do 150 jobs a week. It's great. We're making all this money. We've got all these trucks. We're all maxed out. I'd say, oh, wow, that's awesome. But if you're maxed out, how do you plan to take more appointments? Because if we start to flood you with 20 or 30 more appointments, I'm just kind of concerned that you'd be able to handle all that volume. And then they'll say something like, oh no, well, I'm actually in the process of hiring somebody right now. And I offer my guys overtime and blah, blah, blah. And that's a perfect takeaway. The reason why the takeaway is so powerful is because if you aren't desperate, it shows that you're valuable. It's just kind of a hardwired human programming. If someone's desperate, it's a huge turnoff. If the salesperson needs your sale and needs your money, then you don't want to give it to them because you're worried. Why does this person need my money so bad? But if they're kind of just nonchalant and they're like, you know, it's cool if you sign up, it's kind of cool if you don't, then if not, then whatever, you're lost. And that's kind of the attitude. Not in a rude way, but just kind of in a, hey, we don't need your money kind of way, then the prospects feel that and they want to give you their money more. So I am usually really not, I'm never really pushy. I will ask questions that if someone says something borderline like fucking stupid to me in terms of like why they can't sign up, I will call them out and just say, you know, you told me that you were a action taker and that you were ready to hit your goal, but based on what you just said, I don't think that that's true. So for that reason, it's probably best that we part ways. And then they'll either be like, oh yeah, I think you're right. Or they'll come back because again, it's a takeaway. Now with a takeaway, half of you guys are going to go try this and it's not going to work because you have to have the frame. Like you have to be in a mode where you really don't need their money. So the best way to not be desperate is to not be desperate, right? So if this is your only sales call all month, it's going to be kind of hard for you to do the takeaway. But if you're taking 5-6 calls a day, like a lot of our clients are, then it's going to be a lot easier for you to do the takeaway because you're like, eh, it's a little risky, but if this person doesn't pan out, I got 4 other calls on the schedule today. So you're more relaxed. And that's the importance of practicing abundance in your business, in your appointments, and in your just in general, having an abundant mindset because there's plenty of money out there. There's plenty of prospects out there and there's plenty more sales calls. So if you do happen to try a takeaway for the first time and it doesn't work, it's not going to work, first of all, if that's your only sales call of the month, because you just can't, it's impossible to have the confidence to do a proper takeaway if you need this person's money really bad. So that's all I got for you guys today. Use the takeaways. I always treat the discovery calls as if I'm trying to sell a prospect, I'm always looking for reasons why they shouldn't buy. And if I find some, then I'll point them out. And then I'll say, that's why, I don't know, people get on the phone with me and it's like instant trust because they see I have their best interest in mind and I'm not going to try to sell them something that just to get their money that they don't need. So that being said, if you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate a review on iTunes. And make sure you follow me on Instagram. I've started posting on there. It's pretty cool connecting with podcast listeners. I'm not a huge social media person, but we do cut up clips of this podcast. And I'll just post random stuff, random tips on there as well. And most importantly, I just like connecting with people every now and then. So thank you guys so much for checking this out. And I'll catch you on the next episode of the Instant Leverage Podcast. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, then I'd be forever grateful if you left us a 5-star review on the app you're listening on so we can help more people. And if you want more content like this, then click that subscribe button now. And until next time, my friends, stay leveraged.